This week, coming up from the ashes.
I've got another one. And it involves Mortal Kombat again. Mortal Kombat and Power Wash Simulator. So picture
that's
it.
That's so funny. I was literally going to combine one with Power Wash Simulator. Well, Okay, go ahead.
Well, picture it though. Like you're the cleanup crew after in the aftermath. So you got to power wash the whole area.
You're just sitting there like power washing the giant bridge.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to From the Ashes podcast. I am your host, Phoenix, and today we are going to be combining two games into one. That's right. Just like our movie side where we took two movies or whatever we did and combined them into something. We're going to do the same thing with this, and it's going to be pretty epic. I can't wait to see some of the combinations everybody thinks of. So without any further ado, I've got Arson here, my ride and die co-host. I've got Ocean here, and I have Grim here. What's up, guys?
Hi, how are you?
And then they all talk at once. So anyways, so let's get things kicking off, starting off rather. Let's just get into one. Who wants to go first with combining two games?
Here, I'll go. Helldivers and Pokemon.
Oh my gosh.
Would the Helldivers be Pokemon?
Just imagine a bunch of Helldivers dropping into Pokemon and just trying to exterminate them. It's so funny to me.
Or Pokemon going into Helldivers.
But every stratagem that the Helldivers throws is just a Pokeball, and then a random Pokemon comes out, and either they wipe the map completely of bugs, or they just don't do anything. It's gambling.
That's funny.
Go ahead.
I've never played Helldivers, but I know what it is, obviously. What would it be? Would it be more like Free Roam, or would it be like original Pokemon games where they don't give you much freedom to go like off?
I mean, I was thinking more of a Helldivers map where it's go anywhere.
Okay. So, yeah, that'd be interesting. I don't think Ash or the Pokemon would survive in that atmosphere, but hey, they'd all perish.
I mean, it'd be fine. Charizard use explosion. There you go. See? All right. Just take out the entire map.
My boy Charizard would survive for sure.
Until a nuke landed on its forehead, but
well, I had something similar that I mentioned to you guys yesterday or the day before, where it was Pal World versus Pokemon, like just combining the two games where it's like versus each other. And I think that'd be kind of cool. I feel like the pals would probably win out because, I mean, they're a little more ruthless.
Also, can you really compete with the slave labor of Pal?
Yeah, that's another way to put it. But you also give them guns. So, you know, it's more like indentured servitude, I guess. I don't know. That's what I like to call it.
There's not a release date for them.
Well, you know. Hey, you can release them if you want. I don't know.
But you normally put them through the meat grinder.
No, that's Lippy. I don't usually put... No, actually, I do put the... I put the Mimic chest or Mimok or whatever. Just, you know, because... Whatever. But anyways, so that's what I would think. I think it'd be kind of cool to see, you know, some of those Pokemon go up against the pals and whatnot. Could you imagine throwing out one of those like black market traders against the Charizard? Like what?
Just
what, huh?
Let me back. Give me back. Give me back. Charizard. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I still have to give it to Charizard somehow. Oh gosh, but I thought that was a good thought. What about you, Grim? Give us a game.
Infamous and Prototype, because it was supposed to happen and it got canceled for the development of that one game called Concord. I don't know if anyone remembers that, because it was notoriously bad. Yeah. But yeah, no, we could have had a Prototype and Infamous crossover, and I love both those games. They're great.
Hmm.
And yeah, no, so we'll never get them again. Basically, yeah. it would just be like the gameplay of Prototype with the karma system of Infamous, because I feel like that'd be pretty cool. And obviously, you know, you want the main characters to fight and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I don't know much about those, but I expect it would be fairly interesting.
Mm-hmm. Could it be worse than Concord?
Oh, that's a pretty low bar. If you're somehow worse than that, I mean, you almost deserve an award at that point.
They keep trying, man.
Keep trying.
Well, that'd be kind of crazy. All right, Arson, saving the best for last, dude. Let's do this.
That's all right, whatever. Let me rack my still sleepy but somewhat magnificent brain. Dead by Daylight and Speedrunners.
Oh, jeez.
That would be something.
In case you're out of the loop and don't know what Speedrunners is. It is a very old freaking, like, game that was, I forgot what the devs' names were, but they're the same guys who are now milking a game called the freaking Neighbor or something.
Oh, Hello Neighbor. Neighbor. Yeah.
Yeah. Those guys, they created a game called Speedrunners, which is like a 2D, like, racing kind of game. Where, like, you pick a character and you go up against, like, AI or your friends, and you run around, like, a freaking stage trying to outpace the other with, like, items, grapple hooks, and all that stuff. And the more people that get eliminated, the smaller the screen gets while you run.
Oh, wow.
Now, I want to imagine that, but, like, with a bunch of Dead by Daylight characters, items and maps, that would be funny, man.
Does that mean the power-ups turn you into one of the killers?
That's what I was thinking.
Either that, or, like, it's just a bunch of survivors and killers, and, like, the items are, like, I don't know. Like, maybe one of them is, like, you just drop a generator on top of someone.
Oh my gosh, I thought of a good one. What about Fall Guys Presents Call of Duty?
Just a bunch of beans with guns.
Well, like
Jelly Bean Warfare.
No, so it's like it's a first person shooter along the path. Well, I guess it had to be more third person because, you know, being able to see and stuff. But it's a shooter, and you've got to like get between like Fall Guy type worlds or maps. Like, that would be hilarious.
Just imagine one guy's almost to the finish line. He gets hit with a rocket launcher and gets sent flying backwards.
See you later, champ.
Oh,
every time they get shot, it's just like the squeaky toy sound effect.
That's funny. So I read somewhere someone said Red Dead Redemption and Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
How does that work?
Like an open world pirate game, basically, without any weird magic superpowers.
I mean, that's already Black Flag.
Yeah, well, I mean, but it's not fully open world like Red Dead, I don't think, is it?
No, it's fully open world. You can go wherever you want.
The only thing I see that game working out is if you slap John Marston or Arthur just in the game.
Oh yeah.
You have this band of pirates, but also at the same time you have just this one cowboy guy shoots you.
I mean, if you're doing like a knockoff comedy, I think you do something, but I don't see how you would ever combine the two seriously.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Could you imagine Gears of War and the Doom? So you get the Doom guy in the Gears of War universe.
Oh geez.
He would love their chainsaw gun.
Why haven't I thought of this?
How fast would a fucking locust die?
That's genius. Why didn't I think of that?
Gosh. Civilization 5 and Harry Potter.
it's all British people. That's it. There's no one else in the game. It's just you're just on Britain and it's just British people.
What'd be funny, like, they probably have a mod for Civ 5 for that too. Because I know they have like a Zelda map for it and stuff like that, so a Lord of the Rings layout, but you can't play multiplayer with that stuff, I don't think. But yeah, that'd be funny. Someone also said Grand Theft Auto and Harry Potter.
But why?
Grand Theft Autoist Stelius.
I just imagine Trevor with a wand casting spells at people.
Oh my gosh, Trevor stole your broom.
Imagine Voldemort getting punched in the face by Trevor.
You'd have instead of your regular businesses in Grand Theft Auto would be like Butterbeer.
Yeah.
This is a lot more chillaxed than I thought it was going to be, because I thought we were going to like all come really, really prepared instead of just like throwing stuff out like this.
Could you imagine Pokemon in Gears of War? Just the Gears of War versus Pokemon?
Jeez. I don't know. Depending on the Pokemon, I'd side with them.
Marcus is tearing through Pokemon.
Imagine they put the Lambent virus in the Pokemon world, so they're all just turning into suicide bombers, basically.
Jeez.
Madness.
I think a good one would be the Resident Evil series mixed with Mario.
It's just to get Mario killed. Is that the whole point?
Well, you know, you got Mario and Luigi, like the Chris and Jill characters, you know.
And instead of guns, they just have power-ups.
They throw turtles and mushroom guys.
Firebolt.
You got Bowser as their commanding officer that ends up turning bad.
Bowser is Nemesis from RE3.
I was thinking Wesker, but yeah, that would probably work too.
Mario.
No, that's Wesker, all he says. Wesker would be Kamek.
Ghostbusters and Ghost Watchers.
Jeez. Yeah, okay, so it's funny because Ocean brings that up, but I just explored Ghost Watchers for the first time last night, and it is such a fun game, and I really enjoyed it. But mixing Ghostbusters and Ghost Watchers, gosh,
isn't that crazy?
That would be pretty interesting. But I'm surprised Arson actually brought up a DVD. Anything? Like, I thought I would have been the one to do that. Which I
had to get it out of the way.
Yeah. I mean, there still may be something out there, you know, but.
Nope. It's already been mentioned, so it can't be mentioned again.
DVD and Five Nights at Freddy. Oh, wait, that's coming this summer. But yeah, I don't know. What else? Anybody else got anything else?
keep nothing. Talking and nobody explodes at Balatro.
Oh jeez!
Oh no!
You got it! Oh my gosh! Could you imagine that? Like, say it's you and I, Ocean, and I'm like playing the cards out, and you got to tell me which card to play. Like, oh, if you don't play it right, then you know, it literally triggers it.
It just deletes your Steam account forever.
Oh, geez. Somebody owe me some money.
Real high.
Ace Attorney and Plants vs. Zombies. I want to see I want to see a pea shooter dressed up as Phoenix Wright slap his leaf like on the desk and just be like, objection, but instead just goes rawr, rawr, rawr.
Crazy Dave is the judge.
The Webby Wobble.
Oh, how about this? Just Dance and Left 4 Dead.
You have to keep breakdancing. The more you breakdance, the more bullets you get. Every time you stop is when you reload.
Oh, those are literally just the mods I have, man.
Yeah.
That's already a thing.
Imagine if you put The Witcher into the game Doom. So he's just out there slaying Doom guy.
Oh, man.
Be lucky.
Witcher and Sonic team up.
It wouldn't be far-fetched.
I mean, they're doing, like you guys said yesterday, they're doing freaking Sonic and Justice League, so what the freak?
Sonic yes. Also met Spawn, so...
What? Did he really?
Yeah, the Spawn... Yeah, no. And they got in a fight, and the only way for Sonic to beat him, because for some reason Spawn had a lawnmower, so didn't Sonic throw it off a ledge, and then Spawn got sad and left, or something like that?
Oh, no.
But all I remember, all that, the funniest thing that came out of that was the Spawn mower.
Yeah, the Spawn mower.
Okay, so that'd be the only way he could even remotely beat him is if he just Spawn got sad and left. Like, there's no way.
He got rid of the Spawn mower. That's clearly Spawn's biggest weakness.
Somebody should have told Ghost Rider.
All right, no. All right. That battle's not necessarily wrong, but I still disagree with it. Anyway, continuing on. Mario and Sonic. I just want a game where you can just pivot between the two. I want to see Sonic, you know, dashing through World 1-1, and I want to see Mario just, you know, hopping around Green Hill Zone.
Yeah, no one cares about Olympics crap. Like, give us a real game, you know? Like, sure, they weren't bad games, but in the same sense, that would be epic. A Mario Sonic team up to go again, like between worlds, like you have to do it because they like maybe, you know, Bowser and Robotnik is just like hopping between those worlds and they have to go chase them into different areas. That'd be really cool. I could see that happen too, to be honest.
And at the very end, Sonic and Mario use the Chaos Emeralds and Mario's mustache goes gold.
Oh, jeez. Justice mustache. That's it.
Yeah. Yep.
Holy crap.
Eggman when he used the emeralds.
Oh, really?
Or got a super form of some sorts. His mustache just
grew. Dr. Light.
Yeah.
Wait, Dr. Light? That's Mega Man.
Oh, well.
It's Dr. Light and Dr. Wily.
Dr. Wily and Dr. Light, yeah.
A lot of doctors.
Yeah. I wonder if they really are doctors or are they just mad scientists that just proclaim they're doctors. You know what I mean? So is Eggman really a doctor?
It's kind of more of a title at this point.
Like, I mean, exactly. In what was it? In Generations, he said that he wanted to go back to get his teaching degree. So I think he just lied about being a doctor. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that makes sense.
He probably was qualified, but given his personality, I think they just told him. They kicked him to the curb.
Yeah.
Ooh, what about this? Merging, like... now, I know Grimm's not going to be a big fan of this one, but merging, like, Final Fantasy, maybe 7, you know, because that's, like, my favorite game. Final Fantasy 7 and Zelda. Like, merging that together. I think that'd be kind of cool. I mean,
it'd be really cool to see Link interact with everyone Cloud. Else.
Yeah, all of them. Be funny, Link falls in love with Aerith. Be like, Cloud's like, I don't think so, buddy.
All Link can just goes, hi, Ad!
Right, he doesn't talk.
Yeah. So Link meets Sephiroth and's like, nope, I'm out. Like, nope. That dude's too bad. I'm out of here.
He's the hero of courage, man. He's got the Master Sword.
Yeah, well, it's Sephiroth. he makes any of Link's bad guys look like a poser. Just saying, like, oh gosh. Sephiroth is like one of the best video game villains of all time, you know? So, and that's not me saying that.
I've never played Final Fantasy, so I wouldn't know. All I know of Sephiroth is that he was in Kingdom Hearts 2. That's literally all I know about.
Yeah. He's also in Smash Brothers. So, yeah. So, I haven't played it since he came out. Like, I got him and then just played for a little bit and then I stopped. But he was OP during the time I played him. Because I only use Cloud and him. Like, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Smash Brothers and Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, no.
That would be sweet. Like, freaking, like Mario going up against a Scorpion. Like, oh, crap.
He uppercuts him like a question block.
Holy crap. That would be kind of funny, though. Be gory.
Move.
Do what?
Freaking uppercutting like a block. He kind of already does that in the freaking game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
Five Nights at Freddy's, and very specifically, Guilty Gear Strive, because Assassin and I have played Guilty Gear, and they have very, like, over-the-top, like, super moves. Like, there's this doctor named Dr. Faust, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his super move is that he rams you in the shin with a wheelchair, right?
Yeah, the metal part.
So...
of like the footrest, you know, the metal footrest for a wheelchair. He rams that at your shin at full speed, and the character does the most agonized up close face you've ever seen. And yeah, it'd be awesome to just like
see that happen Freddy to Freddy Fazbear.
Not only that, but like they gave all the characters like such rocking themes that Freddy Fazbear would have. I imagine he would have a good theme. That's a good one. I liked it.
Yeah, it seems like it'd be pretty cool.
I got one.
Go for it.
Baldur's Gate 3 and South Park: The Stick of Truth.
Oh my gosh! No. That. Oh wow.
I'll be out there in the battlefield with Eric Cartman, the Grand Wizard
yeah.
of the 3Ks.
Holy crap. That needs something.
Grand Wizard, so awesome and cool.
Jeez.
And it sucks because unlike you, me and Grim know the whole story of Baldur's Gate 3, so...
yeah. Well, I mean...
what shenanigans would ensue.
I mean, you know, you can screw a bear in there, so, you know, I could see Cartman doing that.
Somehow, it'd probably happen, yeah.
Yeah, you know, but eventually we'll play that, like, whenever you're ready, and, you know. So, that's funny, though. That would be hilarious. All right. Let's go back to Ocean. Ocean, what do you got for us?
Thinking. I've been thinking.
Think.
No, I'm just imagining Agent 47 running around Sons of the Forest trying to kill the players.
Uh-huh. Would add an extra layer of challenge.
Just any moment you can get sniped or someone comes up behind you and tries to choke you to death.
What the heck?
Yeah, you actively sabotage in that game too, so like you could be like building your house and he could like rig it so like the roof collapses in on you.
Oh my gosh.
When I tried to set up a zip line system, he would just like sabotage one of the zip lines, so you just like fall like right in the middle of like a cannibal group.
Right.
Or you just go too fast and you just freaking die on impact with a tree.
I've got another one. And it involves Mortal Kombat again. Mortal Kombat and Power Wash Simulator. So picture
that's
it.
That's so funny. I was literally going to combine one with Power Wash Simulator. Well, Okay, go ahead.
Well, picture it though. Like you're the cleanup crew after in the aftermath. So you got to power wash the whole area.
You're just sitting there like power washing the giant bridge.
The pit.
Like, man, the I pit, hate my yeah. job.
Like, oh gosh.
That's literally just viscera cleanup detail. Power wash. But in viscera, you like pick up body parts and clean literally everything. You don't just power wash stuff. You literally have to clean up the limbs and the blood. At that point, it literally is just viscera cleanup detail. But you just power wash.
That's freaking hilarious. I think that would be.
Still be funny if you have, like, if it is the bridge, you'd clean the body parts too. You just have to blow them off to the side into the pit with your power wash.
You're sitting there, like, mopping, and all of a sudden you look over and you just kick like a loose arm off the edge.
Yeah, you know, the owner really encourages you just, like, kicking body parts down there. He says it adds to the atmosphere or something like that.
You get bonuses for it.
The camera will pan down and show you the like all the parts you just kicked off. They're like on spikes.
That's freaking hilarious, though. Oh, shoot. All right, what else? Let's keep this rolling. We're actually on a good roll right now.
Alien Isolation and Path of Titans, because I want another dinosaur horror game.
You just want a xenomorph dinosaur again?
I mean, it doesn't even have to be a xenomorph dinosaur, just a dinosaur. But, you know, obviously, like, you're in place of, I forgot her first name, but Ripley's kid. And like, you're just, you know, that, but with dinosaurs.
What about Monster Hunter and Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Oh, you just hunt all the monsters in Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be hilarious. Or it's either that or there are actual cards in the card game and use them as the cards.
Oh, you could summon them and use them to fight monsters. Yes, that'd be awesome.
See? Uh-huh. See, I knew Grim'd be on board, like, as long as it wasn't too far-fetched with Monster Hunter.
Go ahead.
Monster Hunter, like, their crossovers are literally just imagination's the limit. Like, Assassin and I, we've talked about so many different Monster Hunter crossovers and stuff. Before Wilds came out, I was like, if I could have any crossover, it would be Monster Hunter and Godzilla. Because I can imagine you would be fighting King Ghidorah, and halfway through the hunt, right, all of a sudden, the camera pans over, and you just see Godzilla running as fast as he can, tackles Ghidorah. You have like a massive turf war where they do a bunch of damage to each other, and then like Ghidorah like blasts Godzilla and puts him out of commission for a little bit. Like, that'd be so cool. I think Monster Hunter has great potential when it comes to literally anything with, oh, you know, monsters.
All right, well, before Ocean says his, I want to say one more Monster Hunter related. What if you did Monster Hunter and Animal Crossing?
Those poor villagers.
Why does everything have to resort to murder, man? I just imagine, like, you know, just like a nice little mini game where, like, where you fish with them.
You fish them. Like, you know, you fish with them. Yeah, that's
you
even fish better.
With them, where you like you grow some like veggies and stuff, or cut down trees.
Oh,
I was just
even
thinking
better
of them living in a community together. That's all I was thinking.
Yeah,
I was just about to.
I was just about to say it. Like, even better, the villagers, like, you can, like, check in on them, and if they're getting harassed by a monster, then you slay the monster. Then you can have, like, a nice picnic with them or something. I don't know if it's Animal Crossing, but...
Slaying and then picnic afterwards.
Yeah.
I see what you did there. All right, Ocean, what were you going to say before?
Oh, I was gonna say Monster Hunter and Ben 10.
Oh,
funny. We've also talked about that.
Yeah, yeah. That's
it would have to be all the Predator aliens, but
oh,
yeah, no, that'd be awesome.
Not that type of Predator.
I got one, and I think you're gonna like this a lot. Far Cry and Yakuza.
Dude, I was thinking about doing something with Yakuza, but I wasn't sure. I was looking into it, but in my head, like, but Far Cry and Yakuza. I mean, I've never played Far Cry, but I know what it is. That'd be pretty interesting.
I mean, I literally just, like, said it as, like, the franchise in general.
Yeah.
Just any villain you want, just, like, I don't know, for the co-op, just grab Kiryu and Majima and just, like, throw them into whatever setting. Whether it's 3, 4, 5, or even the past 2 games before that, you know, just throw them in there.
Yeah. That's actually pretty cool. Huh.
Just what about fighting a bunch of animals?
What about, like, let's say, oh, I don't want to go back on Zelda again. I was thinking Skyrim and Zelda, but, you know, I mean, they're very similar somewhat, like, but not. I don't know.
The Dragonborn.
What would be a good one to mix with Skyrim?
Fallout 76.
No, oh my not gosh. Fallout 76.
That game needs to be buried and, like,
oh,
no. Let's combine Fortnite with Fallout 76 and trash them all.
I mean, technically.
It's just Skyrim and then a Spider-Man. No reason, just...
That's funny. But seriously, like, what
For game Honor Skyrim? Skyrim.
Ooh. What about
no.
What's that futuristic game with Keanu Reeves?
Cyberpunk.
Cyberpunk and Skyrim.
Why? Is it because you hate Skyrim?
I don't know. No.
Cyberpunk is awful.
It's because he wants to see V just go in there. She can shoot everything till it gets murdered by a dragon.
With the Macho Man Dragon.
Yeah.
Ask that Macho included. Man Dragon. Has to. Oh, gosh.
Risk of Rain 2 and Marvel vs. Capcom.
That's like.
I'm just saying. Assassin, think of the combos Akrid could do.
Dude, that'd be nice if I knew any combos or actually knew how to do combos in Marvel vs. Capcom in general.
Let's see here.
Subnautica and Stranded Deep.
I mean, they're basically the same thing. I was thinking something with Stranded Deep, but I couldn't because it's
I'm just thinking of Stranded Deep, but with Subnautica's graphics and just like the Great White coming out of nowhere.
Yeah, and there's one Leviathan in the middle of the map.
One Reaper just, Leviathan.
Yeah.
One Reaper just in
he
the
never
map
goes
somewhere.
Away.
You never know where he quite is, but you always know he's nearby.
Hey, once in a while you're just on your raft and you hear that roar and you're like, oh.
Look, the thing with Subnautica is that, like, it's somewhat comforting because the graphics are kind of cartoony and, like, you know, a lot of the monsters are just like, you're like, okay, at least they're not real.
Right.
But if you're like, if you got Subnautica with, Subnautica's like almost realistic, because when you go into the ocean and freaking Stranded Deep, it's kind of like, okay, this is like, you could tell this was made in Unity at least.
Yeah.
It's realish looking.
Yeah. But not like realish enough.
What about
like to expand it?
Yeah.
That would just make it terrifying.
What about either Subnautica or Stranded Deep mixed with the Stardew Valley setting?
You're gonna punch the shark in the nose.
Be interesting.
I mean, that would be really
raft.
Somewhat, except for, you know, you can romance. That'd be weird.
The shark?
Romance the shark.
I was going to say you're like kind of, you got like an insane like whale situation, except, you know, you got the volleyball, but you put like a wig on it. like some lipstick marks somehow.
I mean, you can find Wilson in Stranded Deep, so.
Exactly.
That would make sense.
Castle Crashers and Dead Rising. Either way, wow. Either you have the Dead Rising characters in the Castle Crashers setting, or you have the Castle Crashers in Dead Rising's setting. Either way is super funny.
I like Castle Crashers. I got that both on my...
It's going, very fun game.
Both ways are going to end with all of them trying to murder each other over like a hot dog or something.
Wow. Oh my gosh. That's interesting. That's funny. I don't know. I don't know what else we can. I mean, we've really.
Hold on. I got another really funny one. Five Nights at Freddy's and Doom, but instead of Doom guy in the chair, right? You're a demon in the security office, and you have to watch the cameras for Doom guy.
It's just Doom guy. That's it.
He's it's the just only enemy it, it's just... basically Five Nights at Freddy's 3. Yeah,
Doom guy.
Yeah, the phantoms are like different reiterations of Doom guy. So like you could stare in the camera and there would be like retro Doom guy. It literally
was staring pixels. Back at you.
Yeah, pixels and it's him smiling at the camera, like in his voice.
Yes. All right. What about
Super Meat Boy? And I don't know. I just thought of Super Meat Boy, but I don't know what would be a good pairing for that.
Among Us. Jeez.
Super Meat Boy. No, I mean he is crewmate
shaped.
Yeah. He's more square. He's like a cube of meat. Well, actually, he's not really. It's like Meat Boy isn't actually like meat. It's actually a boy without his skin. But
skin. You know. Yeah.
Wow. That's yeah. I was thinking something, but now I lost that after all that.
dang, sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. I can't remember what I was gonna say though. Oh my gosh. All right, come back to me. I don't know. Ocean.
Among Us and Sons of the Forest.
Holy cow.
Which one of us is the cannibal?
Meanwhile, Phoenix is in the background making some Greg stays like, don't look at me, don't look at me, don't look at me.
I was going to say it's always Ocean. Always. Because he always... He just wants to eat everything, like personalized in that game.
That one poor guy who went deaf was named Kelvin.
Kelvin, yeah. Yes, he's such an idiot.
He gets bullied hard, dude. No matter who plays that game.
Oh, not by Wolf. Wolf always tries to protect him, but I'm over there like I'll shoot him. Be like, oh, I'm sorry, and I'll pick him back up. But I'll shoot him again.
Sometimes I'll walk up to me and I'll just hit him with an axe because I don't like the way he looked at me.
I'm not like overprotective, but I'm also not like treating him like a slave. I'm just like, I just let him do what he wants as long as it doesn't mess with me.
What's the other one? Victoria? Or is that what her name
Veronica,
is?
Veronica, I think.
The Virginia kind of.
Virginia. It is Virginia, isn't it?
That's like what she was a copy of. That's like the enemy from the first game. It was called the Virginia, and they had like. Three-ish leg? No, they had four legs. But she has like three, but she's still kind of like, I guess that's just what everybody called her because she was similar to that enemy. So
yeah. Well, I just like that you could just give her a gun and she's got infinite ammo.
Don't you give her like three guns? Or no, two guns, because you could give her like a shotgun and then you could also give her like a pistol.
Yeah.
She killed everything in her path.
It's so great. But the first time you see her, you're like, what the heck? But, oh my gosh. That's freaking hilarious. We've also...
Go ahead. Ratchet and Clank and Dark Souls. Let's see the soul of Cinder go up against a gun that shoots like little adorable creatures that explode.
You can also do Ratchet and Clank and like Sonic.
That'd be a cool one. I was thinking Spider-Man 2 and Dead Space. Like, just imagine you're a normal person and you have to survive the symbiote's onslaught after Act 3. That'd be cool. That or Doom and Dead Space, where you're just a normal person and you survive the demons.
Mm.
It'd be impossible.
It's impossible.
It could not be. It couldn't happen, man.
Another good one. God of War and Darksiders, because I'd love for Kratos and War to fight.
I just like to see Kratos again. It's been a while.
Oh, his last game was like 2 years ago.
It's not enough. No, I'm just kidding.
What about Minecraft
Civilization? The last Darksiders game
was like back in like what, 2009?
2019. 2019. Oh, that was the last Darksiders game.
I lowballed it hard. Dude, Darksiders has not been getting any attention.
Tragedy. But Minecraft Civilization?
Yeah, Minecraft and Civilization.
I don't play either of those, so I wouldn't know. But
I don't think it'd go over well, but you know, it just popped in my head.
See that? And what popped in my head is freaking Slendy Tubbies and the Tubby Craft map with Tinky Winky was like just a Minecraft model.
Oh, jeez. I don't know Tubby why Craft. Or how you just brought up the freaking Teletubbies, but here we are, right?
Fascinating.
Slendy Tubbies, man.
Tinky Winky.
I would have been game of the week if you were playing back then.
Jeez. Freaking. There you go. Oh, this isn't combining a video game with a video game, but how about this? A video game with a TV show. We can. All right, Path of Titans and Barney.
You just walk around as Barney, do side quests for kids.
He's ever like, I love you.
Would he be the most overpowered dino in the game?
Of course.
I feel like he'd have to be. Yeah. He's
got the power of friendship.
And random dinosaurs try and eat the kids, and he grabs them and RKOs them or something.
Yeah, can we put Barney in Jurassic Park?
That would be epic.
Instead of Rexy, he just peeks over the electric fence. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Or he's just dressed as Barney. It's clearly just a guy running from a dinosaur. He's dressed as Barney.
Oh, I've got one. Okay, No Man's Sky and Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic.
That would be cool.
I like Star Wars. I don't know if that's the right Star Wars game to pick.
What? That is like the best of all time. Knights of the Old Republic is like the greatest Star Wars game ever.
Force Unleashed is the best Star Wars game.
No, it's not.
Okay, you're both wrong. It's Battlefront 2. But for story's purposes, I would go Force Unleashed.
No. I'm sorry.
No way. You're choosing that MMO garbage.
Excuse me. I'm not an actual good game. That's Star Wars: The Old Republic. I'm talking about Knights of the Old Republic. It's
no way. It's please. Better than Force Unleashed.
You
just because you're a grandpa now doesn't mean you know best.
Oh, whatever, dude. That is one of the best games of all time: Knights of the Old Republic and Part 2.
Back in my day, when color TV came out, there was this cool game called Knights of the Old Republic.
Whatever, you freaking Generation Alpha.
Look, it's not our fault that you hate children. It's a grandpa thing. It's natural.
And you're a putz. Anyways.
He's just a bit salty that the remake isn't coming out anytime soon.
I really do want that remake, though. Like, I'm afraid that they're going to screw it up, though. with if Disney has their hands on it, it'll definitely get screwed up. But Knights of the Old Republic was such ahead of its time. And of course it was on the original Xbox. That's the only reason I bought an original Xbox. And it is like, I'm sorry, if you look up, like I do love Force Unleashed. I like the voicing in that. It was really good. But to me, it will never beat Knights of the Old Republic. Because in this, you can create your characters, and it's more of an RPG than it is what, like, there you can't really compare.
The slasher.
Yeah. So, like, Knights of the Old Republic and 2 have such a deep storyline. Like, HK-47. Like, Meatbag.
Meatbag.
Like,
I love HK.
But mixing that with, like, because, you know, how you go from the world to world. And the expansiveness of No Man's Sky, dude, that would be freaking phenomenal. Like, oh, if they could ever do that, that would be so cool. But of course, then they have the regular worlds of Star Wars in there, like Tatooine and Coruscant and stuff like that. But then you can go and explore different worlds. So that's what I think. Knights of the Republic and No Man's Sky. So. Trust me, Ocean, if you ever played the original, they call it KOTOR, but if you ever played the original KOTOR, I think you'd feel a little bit, I don't know, you really do love that game, but I still think it's better. So, yeah.
All right, I've got a triple crossover.
Oh, gosh. The trifecta.
Sackboy, A Big Adventure, Astro's Playroom, and A Hat in Time.
I have no idea what any of those are.
Platforming perfection.
Platforming perfection.
Interesting.
It basically, Hat in Time, you play as a little, like, it's just like a little kid, right? But she has a spaceship, and she has hourglasses that go back in time, and you lose them, because I think you get shot, like, while you're in space, like, the government shoots you or something, and you lose all of your little hourglasses and whatnot. But and then I imagine while you're, you know, looking for your little hourglasses, you meet the little Astrobot, you know, little new PlayStation mascot, and then after that you meet Sackboy, the old PlayStation mascot.
Then you go on this whole platforming adventure with 500 levels.
Oh boy, yum. Platformer's dream.
Wait a minute. What was that one game I was playing, Arson, on the emulator? It was that 64 game. It was a mature game.
Conker's Bad Fur Day.
All right, so let's combine a game with that.
Well, I forgot the voice for, like, the little pitchfork. He couldn't hang himself because his freaking...
Yeah.
His neck was... He didn't have a neck. It was just... Wait, I don't have a neck. I can't do it.
But that with literally what?
Conker's Bad Fur Day in Five Nights at Freddy's, because I imagine he's in the chair, like the chair looking at all the stuff, but just his commentary over everything I feel like would be really funny.
Oh my gosh.
No. Conker's Bad Fur Day mixed with Metro Exodus.
Oh jeez.
This fucking nuclear wasteland.
And it's just a squirrel.
Just a squirrel with, like, the rider on his side for the most part, kind of.
Yeah.
Conker's Bad Fur Day mixed in a setting of God of War.
I just imagine he like, from like, the shore, he watches Kratos and Atreus, like, do the axe throw thing in the pond. He's like, he just has some smart remark while he's looking at the camera and points back at him with his thumb. He meets Ratatoskr.
I see.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like, I didn't even know what that game was up until that when I started playing that, because Maya was talking about it, and then she saw that I had it up, you know, was able to play it, and so yeah, that was. I never did finish that either, but like, it's just, that was a hoot. Like, I can't believe, like, the big flower that you have to track. Never mind. Not even going there, but oh my gosh.
This is more of a fever dream. But I would love Sam and Max in Marvel Rivals. In case you don't know who Sam and Max are, they're like, Sam is a big anthropomorphic dog, detective dog,
mm-hmm.
with like a massive revolver. And Max is like also an anthropomorphic rabbity thing with psychic powers. At least in the third season.
Yeah.
But they both are literally two ordinary freelance policemen. And I don't know, they defeat Cthulhu with a sandwich or something.
With a sandwich?
They take anything and everything and just somehow win. That's just how they do things. They can like
pull my. Ooh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Pull grab my me ears. By the ears. There are you kids are aware watching. There are children watching, right? Just do it. You crack me up, little buddy. Only if we're taken alive, Sam. I would just love their banter and commentary with the other heroes. Just really,
they could be an announcers.
Anthropomorphic detective dog, for lack of a better term, yes. Like, oh, you really need gosh. To see some clip. They have a whole cartoon. Like, they only had one season, but man, it was good.
Jeez. So,
could you imagine Ben 10 as Agent 47?
Dude, he would just need to turn into way big and crush the compound and whatever his target is hiding in.
Oh, jeez.
Nanomech would be the easy. You wouldn't need any other alien. Like, oh, man, if he needs to do stuff stealthy.
He has to just go bullfrag and smooth talk his way into the complex.
Hey, yo.
That's a reference. I understand.
Yeah.
To another certain set of episodes on the From the Ashes podcast. No, I'm kidding.
Enough glaze.
Hey, that's my job. That's funny.
What would be so, another?
I was, you know...
Ark Survival Ascended and Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh, jeez.
How would that work? It would just be dinosaurs versus clowns.
The clowns would win.
So Jurassic Park and
brother,
the clowns.
They would not.
They would.
I know what those clowns are made of, and I know exactly what the dinosaurs are made of in Ark.
Oh, the clowns win, man.
Uh huh. Yeah, sure.
Just hit them with the cotton candy.
Cotton candy. That's funny.
It don't stand a chance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. I'm trying to think of one that could be cool with Dredge. I don't know if you guys know what Dredge is.
Oh, Dredge, easy. SpongeBob SquarePants.
Wait, the racing the fish... game? No,
no. Battle
the fish
for
that you the fish that you reel up are just SpongeBob characters that aren't the main characters. They're just the random inhabitants of Bikini Bottom.
My leg.
Anytime you pull up, my leg. Stranded deep, but instead of the ocean, it's just like a beach, and you're SpongeBob and Patrick.
Do you have to find the Hasselhoff to ride him back to Bikini Bottom?
Yeah, you have to find David Hasselhoff.
Oh my gosh!
Or better yet, you have to build him. You have to find pieces and build him.
So, have you guys ever heard of a game called Pain?
Pain?
It's just P-A-I-N, Pain. And it was on the PlayStation 3. And basically, you put this guy in a little slingshot, and it had actual David Hasselhoff in it, too. They just called him the Hoff. And
I think I've heard of this game, but I just
and you pull them back remember and then just shoot them off into the city and try to inflict as much pain as possible and get as many points as you can.
Yeah.
And that would be amazing to mix that with pretty much any type of game. Like, who would you like to inflict pain on the most in a video game and then just put them in there? I love that game. That was exclusive, and it sucks because I bought it on my PlayStation account, but it's not compatible. You can't. I wish they'd come out with like a classic version to where you could put it on PS5 because it was so much fun. Me and my one of my old roommates would sit there for hours playing that game. It was just a blast. So I still have my PS3, so I can still play it. But you know, oh my gosh, that was such a good game. But yeah, I don't know. That would be one, like, I don't know, like with any type of game, like I said, if there's like, it was always fun to like beat up on the Hoff, like, because the funny things they would say in that. It's just, oh gosh, it was hilarious. But I think we've about beat the dead horse out, you know, completely to the ground.
Oh, one more.
One more?
This is one I kind of want to see for myself. You guys probably wouldn't get it. Maybe Grim. But Epic Mickey and Cuphead.
That'd be interesting.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I'd love to use the brush.
I was gonna say, yeah, no, his little like pea shooter thing would just be him waving the brush, and it would just shoot little. That'd be cool. Could it
be paint or thinner? If you use paint, you'll befriend them. If you use thinner, it'll turn into a very terrible freaking Disney horror film. Since all right. Thinner, as we all know, kills cartoon characters.
Yeah.
At least the ones that are painted.
Drawn. So that being said, does anybody else have anything else? Like Ocean, do you have another one? Grim, let's go around and do one more to close out.
Pokemon Armored and Ben
10. He's all about Ben 10 today.
Ben just is able to turn into every Pokemon now.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Most Detective powerful Pikachu in the universe.
Detective Ben.
Armored Core 6 and Maneater. I just imagine the entire story is the exact same as Armored Core, but the shock all along is that the pilot isn't a human, it's a shark.
What is this, Silent Hill 2? It's actually the dog that was behind it the whole time.
Oh gosh. All right. I have one that we're going to mix Twisted Metal with DBD. I'm just saying, like, that'd be
Sweet Tooth.
Like, you know, all the famous DBD characters have a vehicle and, you know, drive around and try to do things. So DBD in a Twisted Metal world, basically. I don't know. I was reaching there. So
I got one more that I think would be funny. Midnight Murder Club and Dragon Ball Sparking Zero. It's just Dragon Ball characters in the dark, just shooting each other with. It'd be funnier if it would just. It'd be funnier if it was just guns. But I was thinking with key blasts.
Oh, that game, it's like, dude!
It's like a final option you could do. You could just freaking spirit bomb, but it's so loud.
The charge up just yeah, that's like a microwave.
You have to find them before like the whole map explodes. It just ends the game.
All right, so Ocean, what's your last two games combined?
I don't know, man. I don't think I have another one right now.
Well, that's all right, because, you know, Grim thought of two, so he took your spot. So, you know, you're good.
some bangers.
That was pretty fun. Like, really, this was just, I don't know, this was a lot different than the way we did it with the movies. Like, it was a lot different because we actually were like, put more thought into the, like I did at least for the movies, you know, just like what would we combine and da 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 da. But this was a lot of fun. I could see, you know, so many different types of combinations, like Diablo and Mario and, you know, stuff like that. Excuse me. But
Repo and Liar's Bart.
Oh my gosh. But with that, guys, I wanted to do this at the beginning of the episode, but I completely forgot. I want to apologize for not having an episode last Monday because I was down with the flu. And if you couldn't tell with a little bit of coughing, I just did there. Again, I apologize for that. But because of that, I was just bedridden. I was not feeling good. And I'm the one that records. So, like, I pretty much canceled it. And that's the first one we missed since we started doing this. But, yeah, hopefully that won't happen again. But anyways, if it does, it does. You know, it is what it is. But any closing statements from anybody?
Nah, man.
You chill? Nah, man.
We're ready to go.
All right, well, on that note, guys, I appreciate y'all being here. Appreciate you guys listening to this. If you guys have any interesting mashups of two games, throw them in the comments. Let us hear what you what would be interesting, whether it be, you know, Qbert, and I don't care if you're old school or new school. Combine a couple games, you know, Qbert and Frogger. I don't know. I don't think that would work. But anyways, Adam Sandler's Call of Duty World at War. What? That's just, that hurts my eyes. That hurts everything. Anyway, sorry. Something was just posted in our text. I don't even know who posted it. I bet it was arson.
It was Grim.
Nope. Anyways. What? So on that note, guys, have a great week. And in case you didn't realize it, we should have a new episode up of Ben 10 shorts this coming Friday. So that'll be quite interesting. We got only a few more of those left. And then we're going to try to figure out what we're doing next. So on that note, I hope you guys have a good week. And if you want to know more about From the Ashes podcast, go check out the link in the description. And I've been saying on that note like crazy. So let's turn this into a drinking game. And every time I say on that note, you know, just take a shot. Anyways, I don't know if Ocean was doing that. Like, he's ready to drink this morning, I think. But all right, guys. Well, have a great week, and we'll see you then.